Sacredness of vows and pledges. The people need to be impressed with the sacredness of their vows and pledges to the cause of God. Such pledges are not generally held to be as obligatory as a promissory note from man to man. But is a promise less sacred and binding because it is made to God? Because it lacks some technical terms, and cannot be enforced by law, will the Christian disregard the obligation to which he has given his word? No legal note or bond is more obligatory than a pledge made to the cause of God. What does God say? We are not to inquire, what is the practice of men? Or, what is the custom of the world? We are not to ask, how shall I act in order to have the approval of men? Or, what will the world tolerate? The question of intense interest to every soul is, what hath God said? We are to read His word and obey it, not swerving one jot or tittle from its requirements, but acting irrespective of human traditions and jurisdiction. Repentance, the gift of Christ. Quoted, repentance is as much the gift of Christ as is forgiveness, and it cannot be found in the heart where Jesus has not been at work. We can no more repent without the Spirit of Christ to awaken the conscience than we can be pardoned without Christ. Christ draws the sinner by the exhibition of His love upon the cross, and this softens the heart, impresses the mind, and inspires contrition and repentance in the soul.